Today on Gardening in a Minute, where to put your hobby greenhouse. A home greenhouse can be a fun and rewarding way to expand your gardening hobby, and your plants are more likely to thrive if you plan carefully. Your greenhouse should be located where it gets maximum sunlight, and morning sunlight is best. You should aim to maximize winter sun exposure, particularly if the greenhouse is used all year. The site should be well-drained and have convenient access for both people and utilities. Solar energy from the sun provides sunlight and some heat, but plan to heat the greenhouse during freezes and to cool or ventilate during the summer. You'll need items like heaters, fans, thermostats, and other equipment. When properly planned, your hobby greenhouse can shelter your plants year-round. For more information about hobby greenhouses, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, subterranean termites. Subterranean termites are the most destructive and frequently encountered termites in Florida. Subterranean termites live in colonies and feed on wood and other items that contain cellulose. They typically live in the soil, tree stumps, or decaying wood. Wood in contact with the soil, especially near a moisture source, like a downspout or outdoor faucet, is susceptible to attack. However, termites can build mud tunnels or tubes to reach several feet above the ground. Subterranean termites may be detected by mud tubes, wood damage, or swarms of flying termites. Peak swarming periods for subterranean termites are from January through May in Florida. If you suspect you have a termite infestation, contact a reputable pest control professional immediately. For more information about subterranean termites, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, geraniums. The geranium is a popular and attractive flower often used as an annual in Florida. Their bright red, white, or pink flowers can be used to fill a bed or combined with other plants for colorful accents. Plant your geraniums early to take advantage of cool spring temperatures. Geraniums grow best in full sun, but will tolerate partial shade. Remove old flowers to keep new ones coming. Geraniums prefer well-drained soils. Work a 3 to 4 inch layer of organic matter, such as compost or peat moss, into the soil when planting. Geraniums grow well in pots and planters with adequate drainage. Mulch will help retain moisture and prevent weed growth. Geraniums can make a beautiful statement in your cool weather landscapes and containers. For more information about geraniums, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, propagation of bedding plants for spring. This spring, try growing your own bedding plants from seed. It can be a cost-effective and satisfying way to start your spring garden. You can sow your spring annual seed directly in prepared beds or start them in small containers for transplanting later. Make sure your transplant seedlings receive adequate light. Sow the seeds in a sterile, soilless media 6 to 8 weeks before the last frost. Transplant your bedding plants only when the danger of frost has passed. Apply 2 to 3 inches of organic mulch to help conserve soil moisture and reduce weed growth. As flowers fade, remove them before seeds are formed to keep plants looking attractive and encourage continued flowering. There's an endless array of varieties of spring flowers if you're willing to plant from seed. For more information about spring bedding plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, carnations. Carnations are beautiful flowers with long-lasting fragrant blooms. They're easy to find in grocery stores and flower shops and make a nice alternative to roses as a Valentine's Day gift. Carnations are available in many colors. The most popular colors are red, white, and pink. You can also find bicolors with different colored petal edges. Carnations are attractive both as a single bloom in a bud vase or as a mass of blooms in a larger vase or bouquet. You can mix and match colors or stick to flowers of the same color, arranging several bunches together in a single vase. Miniature or spray carnations have sprays of 5 to 6 flowers per stem with smaller blooms. Buy some of these ruffled flowers for your loved one to appreciate for weeks to come. For more information about flowers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.